the Mishnah in Yud Aleph and Aleph quotes a machlokes b'shamer b'sila whether you permitted to take an ali the katzavola grossa. What is the story with the ali? The Rashi writes that it's a klisha malachtolis. So what is the shita b'sila? So the Gemara Masechus Shabbos has a machlokes amoraim exactly how to read the Mishnah. So Tosfos on the Mishnah quotes one opinion from Kuchav Gimel Amud Aleph that the Ali is not stomach Lisha Malach Tali Yisir. It's a Mukta Machmas Chisar and Kis. It is Mamish Mukta. Mamish Mukta. So you're not even allowed to move it. It's a Guf of the Tzach Mekoy, right? And the Sil Matirim is a special heter. So what's Taka, this special heter? It's still a Mukta. What's a heter? So maybe the Pshat is like Taisis writes on Dav Ches Amud Aleph. The Tilta Mukta is Exera de Rabbanon Shema Yotzi. And Hoitzoah is Mutter, the Tzorach HaChonah. So if Hoitzoah is Mutter, so Tilta Mukta is also Mutter. It can't be that Mukta is Mohammed and Hoitzoah. That's Taisa's argument. It's a little difficult because the argument is a little difficult because Hoitzoah is not only Mutter, the Tzorach HaChonah, Hoitzoah is Mutter, the Tzorach Mitzvah also. That Machloek is Bisham and Bisilla, the next Mishnah. And you'd base on an Aleph. This hill will permit you to carry a tinuk lamuloi, save a Torah vikras boy, and lulav lotzis boy. That the makam mitzvah, there are three different shitas in the Rishonim. So the makam mitzvah the holidays, this hill will say you're allowed to. Until the muktzah the makam mitzvah is not allowed. The Gemara said about to do kisi adam. So if the offer is muktzah, it wasn't deka, no, it's mabod yom, so it's muktzah. So you're not allowed to be metaltal the muktzah. The Tzorach Mitzvah. So that's a starke kasha that I didn't work on that kasha. But the Pashtus is, according to the Pshat, that Tosfos quotes from Shabbos Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Yesh Loimar, that the Perikol Akev Makmir Lebe Muktzah Shesh Bechisar and Kis. So it's really Muktzah. So we understand why Beis Shammai say you're not allowed to move it. We still say it's Mutter, that's what the Tosfos said, that the Tilta Muktzah is Mutter, the Tzorach HaChol Nefesh. Maybe that's the Pshat, the Katzav Olav Bosa is the Tzorach HaChol Nefesh. So, the Mishnah Berurah points out, however, that the Rambam doesn't quote this din. He never quotes a din that it's muta litol sa'ali lekatzbal avosa. The Rambam just writes the din that a klisha malachta says muta l'talpulot tzach kufu tzach mekayma. So it seems that the Rambam paskins like the other opinion on kuf chav gimel on a base, like Rava. Kuf Chav Dalet, the next job. That is not talking about a Mukta Machmas Chisarin Kis. It's talking about a Klisha Malach Talis. And they still just say Matir. They hold that a Klisha Malach Talis is Mutter, Lutzar Gufa, Lutzar Mukarna, and this is Lutzar Gufa. So the Mishnah Berurah raises the question, are we allowed to Paskan like Tosfos? Tosfos says we Paskan like this Hillel. Tosfos adopts the Pshat from Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. From that, it's a Machlokes Amoraim Mishabbos. So Tosfos assumes la halacha that it's mutter to be metalt of the ali, despite the fact that it's muktz machmas chisarin kis, but it's still mutter. Probably echal nefesh, but mokal echal nefesh, still the muktz is mutter. So he wonders, is it okay to paskin like that? Hayosat the Rambam has adopted the sheet of the other Amoira, that the Mishnah just telling us that Klish and Beisilol are just saying the same old din that we know from Masechus Shabbos, from Perkol Kem, that Klish and Malach del Yisr. And the Mishnah is not talking at all about the Mukta Machmas Chisarin Kis, that it should be Mutter B'Makom Oichal Nefesh. In the Bir Halacha, he raises the Shaila. He's not so sure how we should Paskin over here. I wanted to discuss a little bit this din of Mukta Machmas Chisarin Kis. What exactly is it all about? So the Tosfos earlier in the Masechta Gimel on the base shows from the Hechrich, from the Gemara, that if you have a klisha malachta liyisa that you're not allowed to handle, but you're allowed to move it, l'tzach gufa, l'tzach mekayma, let's say I left by mistake, and Erev Shabbos I didn't set the table, so I left a hammer, and I left a pen, and a pencil, and a screwdriver, I left all the things on the table. So if I left money on the table, money is muktze mamish, money is muktze machmas gufay. Like Eitz Mavon Yof, money doesn't have any intrinsic ishtamshes. I can use money to buy something else, but I can't use the money for anything. So money is considered muktz machmas gufay. So So that you're not allowed to remove from the table even letzok mufa letzok mekana. We would probably paskin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham that tilta mufa begufa is mutter. If you push it off with your elbow, is mutter. The Chazon Ish adopts a different sheet that he claims that it's not true. Mishnah Berurah with the Magen Avraham is not true. He thinks that even tilta mufa begufa is us. But I think most assume like the not every Chazon Ish has been accepted. And most would assume that till Mokta Begufa would be moved. But let's say by mistake he left a hammer or a screwdriver, a pen, a pencil on the table. So that's not Mokta, that's only Klisha Malach Talisa. So Klisha Malach Talisa, you're allowed to take off. You want to eat over there. So Tosis points out on Gimel Amud Beis, not only can you take it off and drop it on the floor right away, you're allowed to take it off and walk five rooms down the corridor in your apartment and put it in the study on your desk, once you had a head to tilt to take it off of the table, because Tzorach L'mekomo, you're allowed to take it and put it all the way where it belongs. So that din is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos in the Reish Samach Vav, Sif Yud Beis, says who are denying the following case. Not only is it a heter by Klisha Malach Tali Yisr, that once you're handling it, you can even handle it and go further and put it where it belongs. Let's say the person is holding money in his hand on Erev Shabbos, and he's not paying attention. He forgot that they changed the clock, and the sun sets already before 4:30. He's still holding on to the money. So the Ramah says, since he's holding on to the money, so he can already walk five rooms down the corridor and put it where it belongs. Doesn't make it a bigger aver. So the Achrayim are surprised about this Ramah. They're not so happy. So the Mishnah Berurah there, Sibkot Lam and Hey, that's on Simen Reis Samachov Sifyut Beis. Based on above the dinim that apply on Erev Shabbos, so the fellow is holding the money on Erev Shabbos. So the Achrayim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot of them. They're not so happy. First of all, Tosfos is talking when the fellow had a heter, he had a heter to move the screwdriver or the hammer on the table. He left the pencil on the table, so it's Tzorach Mekomo, you're allowed to move it. So since there's a heter to move it, so you're allowed to move it even to put it all the way on the desk, five rooms down. You don't have to drop it right away. Moshe came to Ramos talking, had no heter. He's holding the Mukta B'Yisra. So who says that maybe every moment that you hold it is more of an aver? Maybe so. If you have a heter, then it's mutter. Secondly, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bi'ur Agra in the Derech HaChaim Siddur that they're not happy with this Ramah. They think that heter in Tosfos is only by Klisha Malach Tali Yisra. It shouldn't apply to Mukta Mamish. Ramos talking to the fellow holding money in his hand. So tilt the Mukta, every second is an Yisra. It's one long tiltle, so as long as you had a heter for part of it, so the heter applies to the rest. Or even if you hold it be'iser, even if you picked up the klisha malach be'iser without a heter, the tzarach mekomo. So the Ramah understood and tells even the iser, it's one long tiltle. It doesn't make it worse. So these are the two tainas that the Achrayim have. Number one, how do the Ramah know that it applies even if you're holding it be'iser? Maybe it's only when there's a heter. Secondly, they think even when it's beheter, it should only apply to klisha malach tali yisra. Rav Soloveitchik gathered on over here that in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Ches, if hey, the Mechaber has one line, he quotes the Tshuvas HaRosh, that if you have a klisha malach tali yisra, you're not allowed to be metatlet, but if you have a kikre tinek on top of it, let's say you have a frying pan. So a frying pan is a klisha malach tali yisra. Not allowed a pot that you cook soup in. So a pot is a klisha malach tali yisra. You use it to cook. So what if you have food in the pot? So the Gemara has on the next daf. Where's the Gemara? I think it's on the next daf. That if you have, I forgot where it is already. If you have, let's say you finished, you served soup on Friday night, and yeah, the pot of soup is half full and half empty. So you're going to say the pot of soup is a klisha malach tali yisra, so you can't put it back in the refrigerator. You can't handle it. It's not the tzorach gufa, it's not the tzorach mekomo. It's not in anybody's way, and it's not, I'm not going to use the pot. But the Gemara says, you're allowed to move it somewhere else. So there's a machlek zarishan, and why is that mutter? Why is it permissible to move the pot if it has food in it? So the Balamor on Masechus Shabbos says that a frying pan or a pot is a klisha malach tali yisra. If it's empty, then it's oimid to cook in it. then it's a frying pan, then it's a pot for cooking. So then it's called Kalish Malach Kalis. If you have Tupperware, you never cook in it. So Tupperware is a container, so that's a Kalish Malach Kalaheta. So if you have a pot that has food in it, so the pot is a container. Why should you call it a cooking pot? It's a container now. So a container is it's considered a Kalish Malach Kalaheta. If it has food in it, then it's a Kalish Malach Kalaheta. If it doesn't have food, then it's a Kalish Malach Kalis. That's how the Balamor says. And the Mechaber doesn't quote the Balamor, probably didn't have a Balamor. He quotes the Tshuvas HaRosh. The Rosh asked this question, why is it mutter to move the pot that's half full of soup back into the refrigerator? Isn't that a Kalish Malach Kalisir? So he says, Kikere Tinek. Since you have food in it, the soup inside is not mutter, so that's the head of Kikere Tinek. What does it mean, Kikere Tinek? The Gemara says, Lahitira Kikere Tinek Elo Lameis Pulvat. The Gemara tells him, Bamei Madlik, and Adolar HaMelech died on Shabbos. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. He died on Shabbos, and he died in the sun. And Shlomo, his son, asked the Chachamim, is he permitted to move the mace? Because the mace is muktzeh. Mace is a piece of junk, it's muktzeh. So he's not allowed to handle it on Shabbos. So they told him, and he said, Ovi muta b'chama, going to leave it there, the body's going to decompose, so we're going to wait till the Havdolah. It'll take a long time. So they told him, put a kikaretinek on the mace, and then you're permitted to move it. If you have a Dovish ain't a muktzeh on top of the Dovish a muktzeh, so you're permitted to handle a muktzeh to move it. So the Gemara adds on that this kulav kikaretinik lahitirela lemeis bulvat only mishum kavod abrius because of the mace, it doesn't apply anywhere else. So the question begs itself, where in the world did they get this ein fall from kikaretinik from outer space? Only one hetter, only by meis bulvat. So the Rosh learns in the Gemara, no, the hetter kikaretinik exists on an ongoing basis on klisha malachta liyisa. If you have a hammer, a screwdriver, and you put a kikaretinik, then it's always mutter by klisha malachta liyisa. But by muktze, it doesn't apply. So they borrowed the existing kula that exists on the books by kikaretinik exists by klisha malachta liyisa, and they applied it to a mace. So in the area of muktze, lahitirel le mace bulvat. But by klisha malachta liyisa, it always exists. Otherwise, they just invented a hetter from thin air that doesn't correspond to anything in reality. So the Mechaber quotes that kikaretinik is a hetter by klisha malachta lihisa all the time, and by muktze mamish we only make up by meis bulvat. So Rav Soloveitchik made as a mashal. He said if you have a kikaretinik, it's a tiltul kofel. That's the expression that he invented. He coined an expression, coined the term. You're carrying a dovish on muktze together with a dovish ena muktze. So if you have if one is muktze mamish, then you have the kikaretinik and the muktze. So that's not a hetter. That's only lemeis bulvat hitiru. But if it's a klisha malachta liyisir, it's a different kind of isa. It's a lower isa. It's not the same level isa as muktza mamish. So since you have a tilful kofel, so that's mutter. I say I'm being metaltal the davra mutter. I'm not worried about the fact that I'm also being metaltal the davra also. So he thought that this, Rav Soloveitchik is saying over this svara from the Achrayinim, that the Mishnah Berurah quoted in Reis Samach Vav, that the Tosfos on Gimel Amud Bey says you're allowed to go. If you had a hetter to carry the tzorchu for tzorch mekamed, then you can carry it five doors down in the corridor and put it where it belongs on the desk, together with all the other pens and all the other pencils. But that should only be a hetter by klisha malachta liyisa. Shouldn't apply to muktzah mamish. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes to be a ragwan. The Derech HaChaim said that they all reject this ramo. Why? So he said this is also like a tiltul kofel. It's a long tiltul. Part of the tiltal I have a hetter for, because I have a tzorku for the tzorch mekaymai. So once I have a hetter tiltal for that, it's one long tiltal, so the rest of the tiltal doesn't create any issue. So they actually thought that perhaps the way you have to word it is like this, that by kalisha malachta liyisa, they made an issue not to be metaltal. But it's one long tiltal. So if you had a hetter for part, so the hetter is one long tiltal. And they made an isa tiltul, but if it's a tiltul kofel, you have a dover hamuter on it, so you're being metaltal a dover hamuter, the dover hasa, you're not being, that goes by, it schleps along, you're not really doing the tiltul on the dover hasa. But by muktzah, it's not that you're not allowed to do a tiltul on the muktzah. You're not allowed to have the muktzah should be metaltal by you, worded backwards. So every moment of tiltul is an added isa, and it's not going to help if you're going to have kikaretina. So, okay, so that's. Many Achrayim disagree with the kula of the Ramah. They say the kula of the Tosfos, Tosfos proof in the Gemara, Gimel on the base, that whenever you have a Kalisha Malachta Liyisa and you're not allowed to handle it, But if it's a tzach guf or tzach mekayma, then you can put it all the way there. So they say it doesn't apply to muktzah. Now the shaila is, what about a kli that has a tzuras kli? What's the definition of muktzah? What's kli shemachdav yisus? So the Gemara says on kuf chav gimel amasecha Shabbos, Tosfos quotes it. Tosfos on Yeralef Maralef quotes that Gemara. So the Gemara there seems to be assuming that called the tikkun rabban came deraisa tikkun. All the dinim derabban are patterned after dinim deraisa. So why do they prohibit tiltum muktzah? So Tosfos explains, because of gzeirav haitzor. They're afraid if you'll allow people to handle things in the house, someone's going to forget and carry it into the street. So then you shouldn't be allowed to carry, you shouldn't be allowed to handle anything in the house. So that would make life impossible. I can't take off my clothes and put on pajamas. When I wake up, I can't take off the pajamas, put on my clothes. I can't pick up a fork and a knife and eat the food. I can't pick up the food. I can't pick up the sefer. So you make life impossible. So they never made the gzera of muktzah pattern after the dinim of Kabbalah Stum. Kabbalah Stum, the Gemara has on the first daf in Bava Kama, there are four categories of things that are makabel tum. Odom, Mekelem, Ochlem, and Mashkim. So whatever is Odom, Mekelem, Ochlem, and Mashkim, it has chashiva, so it's makabel tum. So those four categories, that's not muktzah. Whatever doesn't fall under those four categories at all, that's Eitzim Abonu V'Yofar, so that's muktzah machmas gufo. Klisha malach d'aliyase is a kli. It is makabel tum. It is a kli. So that's not, that doesn't belong. That's not called muktzah. So that's a separate isa. That's a lower isa. Klisha malach d'aliyase is an isa. Tiltal. It's not the same as muktzah. So the shaila is, it's not exactly 100% mechuvan kineged the dinim of kabbal tum. Let's say odom. Only a Jew is Mekabotum. A Nochri is not Mekabotum. So you're going to say a Nochri is Muktzah, a Nochri is a piece of junk. No. A human being has Chashibis for Harai, that is Mekabotum. It happens that a Nochri is not Mekabotum. Kalim, there are Kleglolim, Kleavodim, Kleadom are not Mekabotum. So you're going to say, since they're not Mekabotum, so it's a piece of junk. No, that's a Xeris HaKosov. Or a Moshe has Chuvis about plastic. Plastic Kalim are not Mekabotum, synthetic material. But basically, kelim are mekabel tumah. So we don't go into all the details. Ochel mamashkin only mekabel tumah. It's meichel odom. It's meichel behema. So it's not mekabel tumah. But the Gemara has later that even meichel behema, let's say, have some kind of food that you give to the pets, it's not meichel odom at all. It's only meichel behema. But basically, ochel mamashkin have a hishtamshus. So even if it's meichel behema and it's not mekabel tumah, it's not called muktzah. It's not 100% the same. The Gemara has there a shaila. What about I have a needle, so a needle, in order to be mekabel tumah, has to have the eye that you can pull the thread through. If you have a needle that the chur was broken off, so then the Mishnah says that it's not mekabel tumah. So Gemara has a discussion. Would it be considered muktzah for Shabbos? Do you carry over the dinim from tumah? If it's not called the kli for kabbalah's tumah, then it should not be called the kli for Shabbos purposes, so it should be muktzah. So the Gemara Abai says over there, Tuma Shabbos Karam. It's not the same. Not the same thing 100%. By Tuma, there are certain details, but you don't carry over all the details. Like Lodim Klei, Avodim Klei, Adoma, not Mekabel Tuma. You're not going to say that it's Muktzah. A plastic cup, you're going to say it's Muktzah because it's not Mekabel Tuma. You don't carry over all the details. So that's a special din by Tuma. If Nitol Charora, it's not Kli Maisa. It's not Oymer Lehishtamshus. But basically, that's the outline of the din. So the shaila is, if you have a kli shemalach deli iser and it's muktzah machmas chisaron kis, but it's a kli, so it is a kli, but they made a din, you're not allowed to be metaltal it even letzal gufa letzal makam. So what's the vart over there? That's an iser tiltal kelim. They made an iser tiltal kelim. Made if it's kli shemalach deli heter, it permitted to be metaltal letzal gufa letzal makam or michama letzel. But Shalalatzar Klal, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam that you're not allowed to be metaltal. If it's Klisha Malachta Le'Isr, then it's more restricted. So you're only allowed to be metaltal, Letzar Kuf, Letzar Mekam, and Mechamel Letzel, you're not allowed to be metaltal. So if you have a Kli that's Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis, is it really Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis? No, it's an Isa Tiltal Kalim. They never made the Gzeira on Oichel Mamashkin Modem Mekim. They never made the Gzeira because they make a life impossible. And things that you don't need anyway. Eitzim Avon HaVyofi, you don't need anyway. It doesn't have any Ishtamshus anyway. So it's not, you're not making life impossible. Not Exerish anyway, by Tzibi Cholam Lamed. But Nerech HaMamash, Mardim HaKelem, they didn't make the Exerish. So the Shadda says, if you have a Kli that's Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis, is it really Muktzah? And it has the Din, Kikaratinik wouldn't help. And if you started to carry it, then you would say, not allowed to go baita, it's mukta mamash. Or do you say, no, it's a kli shemalachta, it's a kli, it's part of the gzeira of tiltul kelim. And there are three levels in tiltul kelim. We usually think there are two levels, there's kli shemalachta leheter, has three kulas. So akul chutzavim kama mechama letzel. Kli shemalachta leheter says another category has two kulas. So akul chutzavim kama, and if it's a mukta mamash chesanke, it's not really mukta, it's an isa tiltul kelim, and it has no heter at all. But let's say you have a mokum sakana or something, so you're allowed to be metalkal, mokum hezek arami, you're allowed to be metalkal. So would you say you have to drop it right away, like mukta mamash, or would you say, no, it's part of the gzera of tiltul kelim, so it would have that kula, you can go all the way. So this is a diun that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Derech HaChaim Siddur. What's the nature of the prohibition midirabbanan of mukta machmas chisaron kis? Is it really correct that we call it mukta? But we say, no, basically it's a kli, and whatever is the four categories are the mekelim, ochel, and mashkim, by definition, is not going to be mukta. It's not a piece of junk, it's a dover hamakabel tumah. But Shabbos purposes, they made the use of tiltul kelim, so that's a diyun. So that's the shaila. Let's say you did a bris milo, and you're still holding on to the zemel shel milo, so the rishonim assume, and yerideya, and hilchos Shabbos, they assume, and hilchos milo, and hilchos Shabbos, they assume that the zemel shel milo is a mukta machmas chisaron kis, it's a precision instrument. So do you have to drop it? You're holding on to the moil is still holding on to the knife. So do you say he has to drop it right away? Because we're already not following that Ramah. We're following we're assuming that Tosfos and Dav Gimel only gave the heter. Once you're holding it, you can go weiter. Once you held it, the heter, you can go weiter. So that's only by Klisha Malach Talisa. It doesn't apply to Mukta Mamash. What would you say by the Zemel Shel Mila? You have to drop it right away because it's Mukta Machmas Sankis, it's Taka Mukta. Or you say, no, it's a Chumra and Klisha Malach Talisa. There are three categories in Tiltul Kelim. It's a Chumra and Klisha Malach Talisa. So that's a deal that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. He quotes the Derech HaChaim Siddur, the Nesivos, writes in the Derech HaChaim Siddur. He thinks that you're allowed to be metaltalit once he's holding on. He should be allowed to go right there, but he doesn't say the reason that I'm saying. He doesn't say because it's an isa tiltul kelim and you have the tesis to rely on. The Racham is assuming that it really is mukta, but he says mim levloyavdi. He says the moel is not going to want to do the bris milah in the first place. So that's really the svar that the Gemara has in Yeralef and Beis. He tira sofam shem chilosam. You have to be mata later, even though there shouldn't have been a heter, because if you're not going to be mata seifon, then he's not going to want to do the bris milah with this precision instrument. He's not going to do a precision instrument, so it's going to hurt the baby. You have to have a sharp instrument, and a sharp instrument is very delicate, so it can break very easily. So we want to encourage the moil that he should use a precision instrument. And if he's going to use it, then he's going to tell me he has to put it away the second after he finishes. He's going to be afraid to do it. He won't want to use the good instrument. So the Derech HaChaim Siddur gives a different hasbro why you're permitted to handle it, to continue to handle it once you're holding on, because the tiru sofam shem chilas mim nevloy avdi. And other Rachmanim say, no, it's muta because it's tiltul kelim. That mukta machmas chisaron kis is really a misnomer, it's not really mukta. It's three categories in tiltul kelim, and since it's only tiltul kelim, so the kula from the tosis applies. Once you had a heter to begin with, there's one long tiltul, so you're permitted to continue to be metaltalit even later. So I think this is a fundamental machloikis. What's the definition of mukta machmas chisaron kis? Is it a branch of the din of tiltul kelim, and it's a klisha malach taliyis, a square? It's more chomer than klisha malach taliyis. You don't even have the two kulas of sof guf and sof mekama. Or should you say that it's in gansen mukta? It really is mukta. Why? So the Gemara is loshin on kuf chav gimel, when the Gemara is describing sichi zayir mezayri, some kind of instruments that they used. The whole discussion in Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly is the sichi zayir mezayri? Some kind of machinery that you used to do on melacha on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, kivin the gofer aleh, he's makbid that it may break. So miyached lei duchta miyached lei mokum. So what does that mean? Miyached lei mokum. So therefore, what? What does that mean? So remember when we learned that Gemara, Rav Soloveitchik quoted the Gemara Megillah Chavav on the base. It's really Mishnayos in Kelim, but we don't learn Mishnayos Kelim, so we are more familiar with the Gemara Megillah. The Rav Soloveitchik quoted the Gemara. Gemara has a good. There was a shul and the people wanted to daven, and the shul and the kohanim wanted to daven, and there was a doorway that opened into the next room, and there was a mace in the other room. So the tumah went from the other room into this room, so the kohanim can't come to daven here. So the rabbi said, take the. They had an aron kodesh that wasn't here. The aron kodesh attached to the wall. That aron kodesh that was portable, but it usually sat in one spot. It was a big wooden aron kodesh. It was very heavy. They usually move it. So he said, take the aron kodesh and move it over there to block the whole opening, and it's a kliyetza osay lenaches. If you have a special din, only a wooden kelim, doesn't apply to kli mateches, then a makabel tumah. If it's osay lenaches, doesn't help. But if you have a kliyetza osay lenaches, Gemara learns that the Mishnah is learned from Psukim that a kliyetza osay lenaches is ain't a makabel tumah. Since ain't a makabel tumah, so it's choytzes b'fnei tumah. If you're going to put kelim to block off the tumah should remain in the other room and it shouldn't go into this room. If the kelim you're going to put, you're going to be kelim that I'm a kabel tumah, so it's not chaytz, it's b'fnei tumah. Kol davar I'm a kabel tumah and a chaytz, it's b'fnei tumah. But since it's clear, it's also l'naches, it itself is any makabel tumah, so it's chaytz, it's b'fnei tumah. So the tumah doesn't go through. So the, you see from the Gemara that there's a concept that if you have a kliyetz, it doesn't apply to the kli mateches, but at least by kliyetz, if it's also l'naches, so it's not mekabel tumah. So what kind of a din is that? So Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe the vart is that it's not called a kli. A kli is something, it's only by yetz, it doesn't apply to matech. Maybe the vart is it's not called a kli. So maybe that's the vart over here. Other mekeh the machal mamashkin are the four categories that have chashivas. And called the tikkur rabbanan came the rice of tikkun. So mukze is something that's not one of those four. But if you have a kli, ha'asid l'naches, you never handle it. Said not only by kliyetz, by tumah it's only din in kliyetz, also not by Shabbos. Maybe that's the din. Whenever you have something that duchta miyachad le mokam, you don't move it around. So the halacha says over here, it's considered as if it's not a kli. If it's not a kli, then it's going to be mukta mamish. That's one way to understand it. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Ches, if Kot Neches, has a fantastic chiddush that not everybody agrees to. He quotes Achranim and didn't make it up himself. He quotes Achranim. He says, what if you have a hardware store where they're selling dishes or they're selling silverware, but everything is wrapped up and the storekeeper is makbid, no one should use the dishes. It's all wrapped up. He doesn't want people to open up the wrapping and use it. He won't be able to sell it. People want to buy dishes or brand new merchandise that's still wrapped up that no one used. So since you're makbid that no one should use it, so it has a din of muktzah machmas chisaron kis. They're not makbid, you shouldn't move it around. The customers pick it up and they put it down, they look at it. And the storekeeper moves it from one shelf to the other shelf, they are moving it around. It's not duchta miyachadle, but he's makbid, no one should use it, they shouldn't use it for any hishtamshis. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achranim who hold that since it's there's a kpeda, not to use it, not to be mishtamish bo, so that has a din of muktzeh machmas chisaron kis. How could it be muktzeh machmas chisaron kis? So this is a big question. Is it because duchta miyached le, because it's osir lenaches and it doesn't have a shem kli, or because you're makbed and no one should use it? There are two different hasberim over here, that no one should use it. It's a kli that doesn't have any hishtamshis at all right now. That's why it's considered muktzah. That's a question. There's a famous discussion. The Prima Godim raised the question. The din is that we have a din in the Yerushalmi that one is not permitted to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Different opinions in the Rishonim, how much of Erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat matzah. So we're machmer. Shadow whether Leil Yudal in Nisan, also awesome. Only Bayom. The Balamo holds it's only osa to eat matzah and Erev Pesach after this man Issa Chametz. Before this man Issa in the morning of Erev Pesach, the Balamo holds you are allowed to eat matzah. Because it doesn't have a shame matzah, because there's no shame chametz. Matzah and chametz are contradictory. So there's no shame chametz before in the morning, early in the morning, before this man Issa Chametz. No shame matzah, no shame chametz, and there's no shame matzah. So we don't follow that Balamo. We hold that it's also even in the morning to eat the matzah Erev Pesach. But what about Leil Yudalit? So if Leil Yudalit is mutter to eat matzah, so let's say Erev Pesach Shecholi is b'Shabbos. So the Prima Gadim writes a Sofek, maybe the Shmura Matzah should be Mukta Machmas Chisar and Kis. Shmura Matzah is expensive, and you mark that no one should eat it until it comes to the El HaSeder. But he didn't say Shabbos HaGodol. He didn't say, we have the Shmura Matzah ready on Shabbos Parsha Zohar, a month before. He didn't say on Shabbos Parsha Zohar, on Shabbos HaChodesh, the Shmura Matzah should be Mukta. If you want, you can eat it. He only raised this ashayla to Shmura Matzah if there are Pesach Chaholias b'Shabbos, and you're not allowed to eat the matzah. You're not allowed to eat the matzah, but you can feed it to the dogs. You can feed it to a nachri, but you have to be crazy. It's so expensive, $10 a pound. It's very expensive stuff. So the ikir hishtamshis is that I should eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. You start off, you're not allowed to eat it because there's an issa. I may decide to feed it to the dogs. Out of the question, it's so expensive, he's not going to do that. So the Ikesh Tamshis is an Issa. That's why the people go to raise the question, would it be us or not? If it's mutter to eat the Shmura Matzah Leil Yudalid, so how can he say Migiris Katzai Vashmah? It wasn't Muktzah last night. So it's questionable. So the Pashtun's Prima Gadim seems to be assuming, perhaps, that you're not allowed to eat Matzah even Leil Yudalid. That's a question of Soloveitchik. He used to say the Rav Chaim used to say, Veloshen Halotze. You say in the Manashtanish, B'chol HaLeilis on Rosh, Chometz HaMatzah, B'chol HaLeilis even includes Leil Yudalid, you can eat Chometz HaMatzah. So it sounds like Leil Yudalid, for sure it's Mutta, only Yom Yudalid Baboket. That's where it sounds in the Shulchan Aruch, only Yudalid Baboket. So that's a question that Prima Gadim is Chumre, that maybe the Shmura Matzah should be Muktzah for our Pesach HaLeilis B'Shabbos. He didn't say on any Shabbos HaGodol, only our Pesach HaLeilis B'Shabbos because it's Aser. How does that work exactly? Is it only if it was Osa Bachila Leil Yudalid, or even it's Mutta Bachila? I also consider the possibility that it should be Mukta. That what?
In the morning.
It should become Mukta only in the morning. And it should remain Mukta. It can become Mukta in the middle of the day. Right. It's not necessarily Mukhach that he thinks that it's Osa Leil Yudalid. Things can become Mukta in the middle of Shabbos. Could be. Yeah. So the simple reading of the Prima Gadim is mashma that the only time you have a halacha, this halacha of muktz machmas chisor and kis, however you view it, whether it's an isa tilfel or it's an isa of muktzah, is only if the ikir hishtamshis is an isa, you're not allowed to eat matzah because it's yudalit, and you're makbid because it's so expensive, you're not going to use it for anything else, or you have a yizemel shal milo. Milo is a malacha on Shabbos. So the Ikesh Tamshus, you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to perform a Milo, Shalai Bizmana. Milo Bizmana is a special heta. It's a malacha, a special heta. So the Ikesh Tamshus is an Isser, and you're makbid because it's such a delicate precision instinct, makbid not to use it for any other Ishtamshus. But if you just have Shmura Matzah, there's no Isser, a week before Erev Pesach, there's no Isser to eat the Matzah. People go to never raise the Shaila that it should be Muktz Machmas Chisar. He only raised the Shaila. It's our Pesach Cholius B'Shav. So the Pashtus is that the Prima Gadim doesn't seem to agree with that Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura talks about I have a store and I sell dishes and the dishes are all wrapped up and I sell silverware. It's all wrapped up. And I'm Machman, nobody should use it, so it should be Muktz Machmas Chisarkis. But there's no Isser in using it. There's no Isser in using it. He won't want to open up the wrapping and use it because then he's going to have a difficult time convincing a customer to buy it. But it didn't start off with an Issa. So there's a fundamental machlekes over here. What's the nature of this din of Muktz Machmas Chisar and Kis? There's one question, is it a Muktze? Is Muktze because it's not considered a Kli, like Kli Yetzo Asa Ladache, since it's not Mitaltel as Muktze? Or no, it's nothing to do with Muktze. It's an Issa of Tiltel Kelim. It's Issa Tiltel Kelim, then it really shouldn't apply to Matzah. They never made the Issa Tiltel Kelim on food. It's only on Kelim. So in connection with this halacha of Muktz Machmas Chisar and Kis, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Hem Beis and Lamed Vav and Aleph has a contradiction between three brises, three-way contradiction. The brisa talks about Shofar and Chatzotzer. You're not allowed to blow Shofar on Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow Chatzotzer on Shabbos. Mashmia Kol. All musical instruments are rosa, so you're not allowed to blow it. So it's a klisha malach d'liyisa. If that's all it is, klisha malach d'liyisa, then it should be muta the taltal the tzokluf the tzok and kaima. If we should perhaps declare the shofar or the chatzetz as mukta mamish, then it's also letaltal filatzal kufa letzach mekan. So there are three brises. So one brise says also letaltal either of them. They both have a din like muktzah. The other brise says muta letaltal both of them. It means it's a kufa letzach mekan. It's only klishim alachdenisa. And the third brise draws a distinction between the shayfer and the chatzaitzra. The chatzaitzra is straight, so you only use it. It's called malachdenisa. So you only use it for musical as a musical instrument. You can't use it to hold water because the water is going to go through. The chatzaitzah is straight, but the shofar is twisted. So the shofar, if you want, you can use it to hold water in it. Who would want to do that? Okay. But there has a miyot tishtamt, you can hold things in it. It can be served as a container. So the Gemara has three brises. One brise says they're both treated like muktzah, not allowed to handle at all. The other brise says neither is treated like muktzah. The third brise distinguishes between the shofar and the chatzaitzah, that the shofar is twisted, so it's only a klisha malach al yisr, because it has a miyot tishtamshes to hold water, to draw water in it. And the chatzaitzah is called malach al yisr, so that's going to be muktzah mam. So the Gemara says, well, it's a three-way contradiction. What's the story? Gemara says, each brisa represents a sheet of a different tana, Harab Yudah, Harab Shimon, Harab Nechemiah. So who holds what? So we know from the beginning of the Masechta Deitzah, Rab Yudah, Rab Shimon have the machloikis hatanaim, whether there's a din of muktzah on Shabbos. So Rab Shimon is the Mekel, Rab Yudah is the Machmer. And then Rab Nechemiah, we always assume there's the biggest Machmer from everybody. He says, that the Gemara has a case, let's say have a challah knife. Challah knife is sharp and it cuts challahs. What if I got a package from Parcel Post and it has a thick cord on it, a thick rope. I'm going to use the challah knife to cut the thick rope. I can be mekalkel the challah knife. Or let's say on Yontif, I'm chilly and I want to throw some logs into the fire. So I have logs sitting on the side. I throw them in the fire. The logs are muktzeh, but I mazmin it, I'm going to throw it. Let's say I have a chair, I have a wooden chair. So I'm going to throw the wooden chair into the fire. So Rav Nechemiah says, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do that. So we usually assume that Rav Nechemiah is the biggest machmer, and Rav Shimon is the biggest mekel. So that's the Pasha Pshat. Think about her, Rav Shimon. Shimon holds that the Shoif and the Chatzaitzvet, neither is muktzeh. They're both just klisha malach to the Yisrael, so the Tzachruch, the Tzachmukam is mutta tehen. Or Rabbi Yudah is more machmer than Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudah would say that since the chatzaitzah is called malach to the yisr, that's muktzah machmas yisr. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's a kli, so it's only tiltil kelim. It's not muktzah. There's no muktzah bekelim. And Rabbi Yudah is the machmer. He would only say that the chatzaitzah is muktzah because called malach to the yisr. But a shofar is only rov malach to the yisr, near malach to the because you can use it to hold something, to hold water in it. So that'll be a klisha malachta. So Rav Nechemiah, Rav Nechemiah is the biggest machmir. So Rav Nechemiah would say that you're not allowed to handle either the shofar or the chatzaitzah for any purpose other than tashmisha am yuchavot. That's the posh of pshat and the gemara. So you look in the Magen Avraham, it's in the Shin Ches, it's caught in Yud Beis. He quotes the Or Zaruah, who quotes a big chunk from the Rabbeinu Tam. This appears in our Tosfos, Bikitza, Amem Dalet on the Beis, and Shabbos, Dibra Maschol Ho, Perikira. So they quote part of this Rabbi Natan from the Sefer Yosha, but the Magen Avraham quotes a big chunk in the Or Zaruah quotes the whole thing. So the Or Zaruah switches everything around. And the Mishneh Berurah says, well, the Achrayim disagree with the Or Zaruah. Nobody accepts it. But the Or Zaruah says just the reverse. Rabbi Nechemiah is the biggest maker. Rav Nechemiah is the machmer, only you're not allowed to use a challah knife to cut the cord of the parcel post package because you're going to be poigim the knife. You're not allowed to take a wooden chair and throw it into the furnace to warm yourself because that's not normal, to destroy the kli. That's Rav Nechemiah's machmer. But Rav Nechemiah is the biggest maker of all. He doesn't hold from anything buktze. If you're going to use it for normal hishtamshes, you're not going to be poigim the kli, you're not going to break the challah knife, you're not going to ruin the chair. And Nechem is the biggest mekel. So you reverse all the shittas here. So the biggest machma of all three is Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah holds that both shofar and chatzaitzra are both muktzah. And Rabbi Shimon is the middle shittah. Rabbi Shimon holds if it's a shofar that roid malach to the iser to blow shofar, that's mashmiya kolas and iser de rabbana. Mid malach to the head to draw water, that's a klisha malach to the iser. But a chatzaitzra is called malach to the iser. Rabbi Natan holds it, even Rabbi Shimon says that it's muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda is the biggest machmer. He holds even the shofar, which has a possibility to use it for drawing water, to hold water in it, that would also be muktzah. The Rabbi Natam seems that Intziv has this in his shiurim and the Merai Mesoda, because the Gemara had the three brises, and then the Gemara says, Hor Rabbi Yehuda, Hor Rabbi Shimon, Hor Rabbi Nechemya. So the Rabbi Natam understood that the three brises correspond to the three names in the same order. The way all the other Rishonim learn, that the Mishnah Berurah quote, nobody agrees with this or Zaruah, the way the other Rishonim learn, so the line on the Gemara, Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, Hor Rabbi Yehuda, Hor Rabbi Shimon, Nechemya, is out of order. So does that mean anything? So there's such a machloikis in the end of Maseches Nida. The Gemara has two brises about Chafifa. The woman has to go to mikveh, let's say, Amatzoi Shabbos, Matzoi Yantav. So should she do Chafifa on Erev Shabbos? Not to rush? Or should she do Chafifa B'leil Matzoi Shabbos? So there's a stira. So the Gemara says, in this case, what the Gemara answers, two different cases. So there's a machloek serishanim. What was the answer? Which direction? So Rabbi Natam holds, when the Gemara gives two brises and they give an answer, this is this and this is this, the first one is corresponds to the first brise, and the second one corresponds to the second brise. So here also, the Gemara said the three names are Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Nechemya. Rabbi Natam understood that the three names correspond in the correct order with the three brises. He came up with this whole revolutionary pshat that if you have a klisha, kol malach toli iser, Rab Shimon would agree. We pass like Rab Shimon, not like Rab. Rab Shimon would agree that that's muktzah mamish. The Ramah quotes this in Simon Shid Yud. The Ramah quotes this Rabbi Natan from the Tosis Mem Dalet on the base. If you have a kli that's miyuchad, you have a cash register, something that's miyuchad always to hold money. You never use it for any other hishtamshus. So number one, that's a chiddush that's called kli shemalach taliyisa. You can say it's miyuchad to be a basis davar asa. Maybe you can argue klish malach telisa is only something that you do a malacha with it, like an ali you use to grind things. But that's a chiddush that Tosfos holds, that a kli that's miyuchat to serve as a buses is also called malach telisa. And if it's a cash register, that's all you do with it. So Rabbi Natan came up with the chiddush, and the Ramah quotes it. Klisha kol malach telisa is muktzah mamish, and the Ramah quotes it. But then he adds on the next time, however, this is self-understood, he may move it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what is he talking about? If you hold like the Rabbi Natan, he's saying it's muktzah mamish. How can he say that tzokuf l'tzokum is muta? So most posts can assume, we don't pass like the Rabbi Natan. Rab Soloveitchik, and they quote that Rabbi Yanke Kamenetsky thought, no, you shouldn't pass like the last line in the Ramah, you should pass like the first line, that whatever is called malach tali says muktzah mamish. So that's how they understood the din of muktzah machmas chisar and kis. You have a kli, has to start off as a kli shemalach dali isa, has to start off, you're not allowed to use the kli, the ikar malach you're not allowed to use. And the other hishtamshusin, because it's a precision instrument and it's expensive and your frame is going to break, so you machma not to use it for that. So because of yuk peide, because of hefsid mamin, it's a kli shekol malach dali isa. The only thing you can use it for is an isa. So klisha kol malach delisa, that becomes muktzah mamish. That's according to Rabbi Natan. That's the pshat. Not because it's duchta miyachid lei and it's like kli etzosi lenache. It's not because it doesn't have a shem kli because you don't move it around. And ganz in a different pshat. There's a Ramon Simin Shinches where the Ramon says, what about handling tefillin on Shabbos? So the Ramon says, mikra din, you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. That's at the end of the first parak. There's a Maharam on the bottom of the Marshor. So he points out, according to the Gemara here, even if Shabbos v'yanta, blav zman tefillin, means you're not mechuyif to wear tefillin. If you want to wear tefillin on Shabbos v'yanta, you're permitted to. So the Ramon says, since it's mutter, so it's a klisha malachta leheter, so you're permitted to handle a pair of tefillin, let's all go for the sof and come on mechama letzil. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz and the Magen Avraham say, however, if you look in Hilchas Tefillin, the Mechaber quotes from the Zohar that it's prohibited to wear tefillin on Shabbos because it's a bizoyan to Shabbos. Shabbos itself is an os. So you're going to wear tefillin, demonstrating as if Shabbos is not an os, as if you still need the os of tefillin. So the Zohar says it's a bizoyan for Shabbos, so you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. It's not a malocha dike isa to wear tefillin on Shabbos. It's an isa bizoyan to Shabbos. So the Taz and the Magen Avraham came up with the Chiddush. If you want to be choshish for the Zohar that it's prohibited to wear tefillin on Shabbos Yom Tov, so then the tefillin should be a klisha malach to the iser. So when we learned that din, Rav Soloveitchik said he once heard from his uncle, Rav Dovala Soloveitchik, once you're already going to be machmer, like the Taz in the Mangan Avraham, to consider it a klisha malach deli isa, even though it's not a malacha dike isa, it's a bizoyim to Shabbos, a different kind of an isa. You're going to call it a klisha malach deli isa, then tefillin is called malach deli isa. You don't use tefillin to keep the place in the mind. You don't use it for any other purpose to on a scale as a weight. You only use tefillin to do the mitzvah. So it's called malach deli isa. So he said his uncle Rav Dovala thought that it should be muktza mamish. You shouldn't be allowed to move it, even if it's a goof of the tzarf and karma. Sometimes someone leaves a pair of tefillin on a table and on a chair, and then Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah. And I remember once a ma'aser shayin Rosh Hashanah, and they needed every single seat in the base medrash in the yeshiva. And there was a pair of tefillin on one of the seats, so that's a shayla. You're allowed to move it l'tzarich mekayma. So the Ramos says that it's muta, but the Mishnah Berurah said it's klisha malach d'liyisa, but still he's a l'tzarich mekayma as muta. But according to Rav Dovala, if you're machmer for this Rabbi Natan, that kol malach delis is considered muktzah mamish, then you can't even move it letzarach mekom. You're not allowed to move it at all. I remember the Rosh Yeshiva's son was a little kid, a wise guy before Bar Mitzvah, said he took the tefillin and he put it away somewhere. And he says, I know it's muktzah, but I'm going to put it away anyway. He didn't know. He was a little kid before Bar Mitzvah. So that's a shalal Allah. So this is really a question. This din of muktzah machmas chisaron kiris, it's a question, is it really a vort of muktzah, or is it a third category of klisha malach d'liyisa? Would you have the heter, then you had a heter to take it for the purpose of performing the bris milah. You'll be allowed, if you didn't put it down, you're allowed to go weiter. Or no? We assume that heter is only a klisha malach d'liyisa, it doesn't apply to muktzah mamash. So the Derech HaChaim says that it's muktzah because the tirus of from Shem Tchilos, Mim Levi Le'Avdi, he won't want to use the precision instrument to do the Bismillah. That's a different heter, but it could be a smutah for a different reason, Achrayim say, because it's only a din of Klisha Malach Beliyis. And then it's the Shaila, if it's a vort within Tiltil Kalin, then it shouldn't apply to matzah, it shouldn't apply to food. There's no Issa Tiltil Kalin, my food, it's only on Kalin. Okay.